The radar summary chart is a computer-generated display of a collection of automated radar weather reports. This chart shows precipitation, the location and type of precipitation, intensity, coverage, echo top, and cell movement in knots. When you combine the weather depiction chart with the radar summary chart, you get a three-dimensional view of clouds and precipitation. Radar detects only water droplets or large ice particles. Radar does not detect clouds or fog. This radar summary chart is the only chart that shows you where the lines and cells of hazardous thunderstorms are located. Areas from which precipitation echoes were received are shown on the radar summary chart, with the echo intensity indicated by contours. The legend in the lower left-hand corner of the chart summarizes the shading. Tops are indicated by a number with an underscore. Bases are indicated by a number with an overscore. In other words, a line above a bunch of numbers are the bases, and tops are a line underneath a bunch of numbers. The heights are thousands of feet. With a prefix A, that's an aircraft reported top. Movements are shown by areas and lines with pennants. Movement of the cells with arrows indicate the speed. The echo heights are displayed in hundreds of feet mean sea level. The tops are entered above a short line, while available bases are entered below a short line. The echo heights are displayed in hundreds of feet MSL. The tops are entered above a short line, while any available bases are entered below a short line. Movement of an area of echoes is indicated by a shaft and a barb combination, with the shaft indicating the direction and the barb indicating the speed. A whole barb equals 10 knots. A half a barb is 5 knots. A pennant is 50 knots. Individual cell movement is indicated by an arrow that shows the direction of movement, with the speed in knots entered as a large number. Severe weather watch areas are outlined by heavy dashed lines in the form of a large rectangular box. Question: what information is provided by the radar summary chart that is not shown on other weather charts? Lines and cells of hazardous thunderstorms. Radar weather reports are of special interest to pilots because they indicate location of precipitation along with type, intensity, and cell movement. What does the heavy dashed line that forms a large rectangular box on a radar summary chart refer to? Severe weather watch area. Now, I just got three questions. Look at figure 19, area D. What is the direction and speed of movement of the cell? Can you see that that cell in area D is moving north at 17 knots? It's moving north at 17 knots. Look at area B. What is the top for the precipitation of the radar return? You see the underlined 240, area B, underlined 240, that indicates 24,000 feet MSL. One last question. Look at area E. The top of the precipitation of the cells is 16,000 feet MSL. See that? Area E? 16,000 feet. I have one more question. Look at area B. You see area B? What type of weather is occurring with the radar return? The return in area B has the symbol R, which means rain. You're probably wondering what the letters NE mean. That means no echoes. NA means not available.